So, Nicole Thompson, mayoral candidate for Portage du Fort. What is your background? If you tell me about yourself.
Background, well, to start from now and back or back and front. Okay, I'm presently retiring from my job as a co-owner of Portage du Fort, Dépanneur Thompson in Portage du Fort. And my background basically is that I come from the city. I studied in nursing. I ended up being postmaster in Portage du Fort for quite a few years and got married here, raised 10 kids. We now have 12 grandchildren. And once the kids were grown, we bought the corner store here in Portage and figured it was a good place for them to have a summer job and help pay for their education. And I've been involved with the life of the community in quite a few projects.
So how long have you been living in the community?
Oh my God, we've been married 43 years.
And so what do you like the most about Portage du Fort?
Oh my God, I think it truly needs somebody from the outside to recognize how rich this is in history, like the stone houses, in its location by the water, in its endeavors with the artists, and it's a beautiful, quaint community. It's calm. Its citizens are very Pacific. I guess Pacifics might not be a weird word, but I mean, they're quiet people, gentle people, and when I first came here, was a vibrant community with lots of stuff for people, and I'd like to see that come back.
So I know this isn't your first time running for mayor of the municipality. What's your history in politics like?
Oh, I have no history in politics. The last time I ran, like 4 years ago in 2017, I was specifically running because there were problems that were not being addressed. The water was one of them, but the way council made their decisions and it seemed to be, you know, a lot of red tape around a whole bunch of things, and nothing was being done in the community itself. And so, so that's what I ran for, just to sort of, you know, do things correctly, basically, at the municipal level and at the council level, and that everybody would be interested in doing what's best for the community and its citizens. And, you know, it was close, so obviously there were some people that that were enticed by that and thought that we needed that change. So, and so it didn't happen then, and there has been very few changes since, except I would say that I see that the people in Portage took it upon themselves. We have a lot of people that got involved with different projects on their own, different initiatives. We made plaques for the old buildings, self-guided walking tours. The artists have been flourishing. The Harbor Square project is going on. And those are all things that at this point the municipality should be involved in supporting and move forward with.
And so what prompted you to, was there anything in particular that prompted you to run this election?
Well, to be truthful, I was not going to run. Edward was getting out of his position as councillor. The environment there was pretty toxic. And so we thought, you know, retirement, let's just take a step back and relax and let somebody else sort of, you know, do the fighting or the peacemaking or the whatever. And but when it became obvious that no other candidate was going to present himself or herself against the actual mayor, I was approached to at least give people an option. And I thought, and Edward agreed, that it was important that people have an option, that she just didn't come in, you know, without being chosen by the people. So, I mean, now at least If people are comfortable with the status quo and they're okay with that, then they have that option. But if they do want to see change, then I will offer them that option. And some people think that it was important that I am fully bilingual so that I can take our concerns to the Quebec government and forward our cause. I can listen in English and speak in French for them.
And so looking back over the last 4 years, what do you think of the current council's record or their accomplishments over the last term?
Well, obviously, there's still a lot to be done. I mean, from the part that the municipal council should be speaking or should be serving the community, should be making decisions according to what's good for the municipality, what's good for its citizens, I think we definitely could do better. I mean, there's been a lot of, you know, power struggles, if we say, and I think in all that, we forgot what the role of the municipal council is. And, you know, like, I've never been mayor, so I was a little bit, you know, hesitant, but Madame Laforêt, the Minister for Municipal Affairs, did a webinar and assured us that they had all kinds of tools and all kinds of training to sort of help us. And I basically want to learn how to do things properly. I dream of a council where there's respect and where, you know, the good of the community is guiding our decisions.
And so looking ahead to the next 4 years, what would you say your priorities would be if you were elected?
If I was elected, I think there's a good cleanup that needs to be done in educating the elected members of council on what their role actually is and what their tools are to bring about what changes need to be brought, and really, I think, make it clear to everybody what's going on at council. Transparency, you know, like even having our meetings published or recorded, we've not had that. We have no idea what's going on at council. I do because my husband was a councillor, but the average person does not know. And unless you actually go to extreme steps to find out, you will not know. So I want people to be aware of what we can do and learn as a council how to do it. And I would really like just to for the staff to run the way they're supposed to be run, because I think the tools we have and the vision that Quebec has for its municipalities and the way to run them is clear and is good and would produce the results that we'd want to see.
And just wrapping up here, if you were to be speaking with a voter in Portage right now, what would you say to convince them that to vote for you and rather than your opponent?
So I am not actually trying to convince people. I'm basically offering an option for change. I mean, the present administration has been there for quite a few years, and so the results speak for themselves. So I've just basically reluctantly put my name in there because I want to see if people want the same old, or if they want to change. And that's all I can promise, is that definitely if I'm elected, there will be changes.